Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
If I remember correctly, the poncho bag Vinny down in Tampa Bay said something like, I survived my first rain delay.
Something
in Tampa
like
Bay
that.
Rays history.
Yes. Remember, they have a dome.
Yeah, no, thanks, Vinny.
This is Brewers 360.
You had Vinny on earlier with us.
Monday.
With us, yeah. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On Wednesdays, we talk to play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Levering. Eric and I were just talking, like, I'm kind of running out of questions to ask you about how good this team is right now.
They're never going to lose.
Rinse, repeat. Last 60 games, 44-16. That's a pretty good run.
That's crazy.
And at this point, I think it's, yeah, and I think it's beyond flukish at this point. If people were thinking, oh my gosh, well, the other shoe's going to fall at some point. Well, it hasn't since the middle of May, and it's August 6th. So, I mean, they're playing pretty good baseball, and I think this team is legit.
What is the league saying to you guys when you are traveling from place to place? Obviously, I know, like, sometimes fans get bent out of shape. Well, they're not in the top five power rankings, and no respect. But, like, what are you hearing from, like, some of the other clubs? Like, other broadcasters, any guys coming up to you asking you, like, what is up with these guys?
Yeah, everywhere we go, it's how is this team doing this? It's the same question every single time. And you look at the roster, you look at the starting lineup, and it's, who are these guys? Where did these guys come from? Well, Pat Murphy's putting these guys on the map, right? It's the average Joes, and Patches Ohuhu hands throwing the wrench at every single one of them, and they keep dodging them. So it's one of those things where this group is playing fantastic baseball together. We went into last week's conversation talking about the trade deadline and what do they need to do at the trade deadline to make this team better. Well, they went out and traded for a reliever who could be back by the next homestand, and Shelby Miller. They didn't have to do much because they're playing so well together. But it is the same question all the time. How is it happening? I've stopped questioning it at this point. I don't know how it's happening, but I love it. I love watching it. It's a great brand of baseball. And every time we leave a city, they go, oh, I get it now. I understand why this team is good.
I'm super focused, Jeff, on, you know, middle of this month, where we will face a real test within the division, and a lot could happen right now. You know, they call Saturday at a major in golf moving day. I feel like that could be the moving day equivalent of this month. We're at home against the Pirates for 3, then on the road against the Reds for 3, still on the road in Chicago, 5 games against the Cubs mid-month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is moving day. That is a long stretch right there. And starting in Cincinnati, that begins a stretch of 18 straight days without an off day, and you're playing 19 games in those 18 days. And a stretch that doesn't end until Labor Day, the day after Labor Day. The Brewers play the Phillies on that Monday at home, and then they have an off day September 2nd. That's their first off day in that whole stretch. So that is an 18-day stretch that could very well define what is going to happen in the Central. You got those 5 games against the Cubs. It's the last time you see Chicago over the course of the regular season. There's one more series with the Reds after that. That ends the regular season at American Family Field. So again, that stretch, that one road trip to Cincinnati and Chicago, it could really define what happens over the course of the rest of this regular season. But they're playing really good baseball, and no matter who the team is, it just feels like the Brewers are going out there and just playing their game. And more often than not here recently, they've come out on the winning end.
It feels like Pat Murphy is leaning in, and we talk to him every week, and he's kind of an interesting cat anyway, but it almost seems like he's leaning into the media a little bit, appreciating the focus a little bit, and taking some of the topics away. Like, he'll come up with the silly stuff, like the pancake in the pocket thing, or the average Joes, like you were talking about.
Woodpeckers.
The woodpeckers, like, he keeps doing it, and you think maybe he's just doing that intentionally, just again, to, like, keep things a little bit loose, keep things a little bit odd, keep the focus on him a little bit, so the dudes can just play.
So I think that's part of it. I think the other part, and he had a great quote after the ball game last night. He said, listen, you could get complacent about the way that you're playing right now. You're playing really good, and I want my players to feel good about themselves, about the way that they're playing. But now is the time, and things are going really well, that you have to dial it in. You have to stay focused, razor sharp. In these moments where everything is going right, it's like being on the golf course, and your swing is all dialed in, and you feel like you can't make a mistake, right? That's when you make a mistake. So
the cup is 4 feet wide, and you're like, I don't even know. You look at your playing buddies, and you're like, I don't know, man.
Right.
It's just
going in.
Yeah.
Right. I'm dialed in with a driver. I'm piping everything down the middle, and then you get a fairway that's 100 yards wide, and you end up missing it somehow, right? That's when you need to stay focused, when everything is going right. And I think that's a good test for Pat Murphy and for this group moving forward. When everything is going right, that's when you need to dial in the most. And when the Brewers are struggling in April and in May, the beginning part of May, yeah, they're focused on trying to win ball games. But it's easy to stay focused when things aren't going great. It's really hard to stay focused when things are going really well.
It's funny. I'm interested in what Eric was asking you about. Like, how are the other teams talking to you? What are they saying? Like, you a little bit more respect now when you start walking into
right?
the ballpark?
They should
you know,
be.
Like a little, yes, right this way, Mr. Levering. Yeah, right.
No,
they're with the Brewers
No
now.
Chance.
Best
no,
team
nobody,
in baseball.
Nobody treats me like that, and that's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that.
It's, you deserve
it. Just
it.
As long
Come
as they have the right... No, as long as they have the right name on the board, that's all I care about. And even if there's not a name on the board, that's fine. I just need to know which booth I'm going into.
Well, we're all enjoying the ride. I hope you guys are too. You and the whole broadcast team, appreciate you so much. And let's just keep it rolling, man.
Yeah, it should be fun. Should be a great weekend, by the way, against
right.
the Mets. I mean, first time that they've been back since the Wild Card Series. That's a huge series over the weekend. So
I don't have
jam-packed.
Any interest in them having a good experience?
Do we know
this time? Tell me where they're staying.
Is that moron still on that team? I can't even remember his name.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the guy? Long hair.
Jesse.
Winker.
Doesn't work here anymore.
Jesse don't work here no more. Is he even in the league still?
Yeah, I think he's on the injured list, so that's good. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
8:51, thanks, Level. Brewers and Braves once again tonight. It's a 6:15 first pitch right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.